Almost everybody's here. Sure.
Well, we have 48, and I did get emails from a couple of people that weren't going to be able to be present today. So I guess we can start.
Okay.
All right. Well, welcome everyone to the new session of Ascending Masters Level 3. We have a couple of announcements that we'd like to make. First of all, I'd like to give you some dates because I think that's very helpful. Some people travel and you just like to have that ahead of time. So these are our dates that we have set, but it's always up for change. So anyway, the next meeting that we will have will be another meeting this month, which will be on March the 24th. And then we'll have one April the 14th and May the 9th. And then we'll take a
No,
short break.
the fifth.
Will you say those dates again?
Okay.
It's May
Mark?
the fifth. Fifth, Joan.
May the 5th? I thought you told me it was the
No,
9th.
that's June that changed, that the date was wrong.
Oh, okay. May the 5th. Okay.
What was the April date?
14th.
14th, May, March 24th, April 14th, May 5th. So has everybody got that? I'll post it on the Facebook. Hopefully, I'll get the dates right. Ah.
I'll pencil it in.
Okay, you do that. You do that. So, anyway, I'm gonna turn this over to Milena, and she's gonna, if everybody will gather and meet, at the opening of our temple. And Milena, I'm just gonna turn it over to you.
Okay. And can everyone be sure you're muted before we begin? And let's take a collective breath together. Let's breathe in the joy of this gathering. And let's all gather outside our light temple. So, along the pathway leading to the light temple, we will form two equal lines with half of us on each side, creating a wide corridor between us. Joan will be at the beginning of one line, and I will be at the other. When you are in place, turn so that we are facing each other across the pathway. Other members of the council will extend our lines, and many other members will file in behind us. So we, the physical members of the council, along with the entire non-physical contingency, have asked Metatron to lead the procession into the temple to begin our level three journey of ascending masters of light. We all wish to honor Metatron as the orchestrator and coordinator of this incredible 8-year journey that began with seating of the divine image. So take a breath and we will begin. our beautiful cosmic crystalline temple of radiant light is shimmering with a mystical and extraordinarily beautiful brilliance. Even the pathway to the light temple appears alive and dancing with sparkling lights. So let us welcome each of these honored and treasured beings of magnificent light as they come into view and pass by us. Moving up the pathway, Metatron, in his most brilliant robes of golden light, begins the procession to our temple of light. He is escorted by a white lion and lioness from Sirius, and a lioness and a lion from Lyra. As he acknowledges our collective and passes on by, you see he is followed by the elder councils, who are escorted by the remaining 12 lionesses and lions. And Rata accompanies the Syrian High Council of Elders. Sarazan accompanies the Octurian High Council of Elders. Toama accompanies the Pleiadian High Council of Elders. Mekyu accompanies the light beings of Andromeda. And we are meeting for the first time today, Nia, who is known throughout the entire cosmos as the keeper of the mysteries. And she accompanies the esteemed Elders Council of Lyra. Take a breath. Following the elders are Yeshua, the Magdalene, Mother Mary, and Grandmother Anna, all who requested to be here today. Next, Archangels Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, and Raphael lead all the archangels of Earth and those from the star systems we know and beyond. And they are followed by all of the ascending masters who are being led by Kuthumi, Melchizedek, and so many who have worked with us and supported this entire project from its inception. After the Ascendant Masters have passed us, both of our lines will now step onto the pathway and join the procession. And all of the other many, many members of the Council will file in behind us. As Metatron enters the gathering chamber, he goes to a raised platform in the center of the light temple. All of the lions and lionesses encircle the round platform. The elder councils have chosen to fill the seats to the right of our section. And the archangels and ascendant masters will be to our left. And we will take our seats in our center section of the temple to be followed by all the other special beings joining us today. With everyone now seated, take another breath. Let us say hello to John, who is present and has now joined the non-physical members of the council. And also send hello to Pat Austin as she acclimates to her new environment. Now tune in to the frequencies of our magnificent light temple, which have increased substantially since we last gathered here as a collective. Feel the pulse of these vibrations surrounding you and moving through you as you come into coherence with these elevated frequencies. These frequencies will increase with each session of this entire year in order to support us to open and receive the most advanced and accelerated encoded energetics yet. Take another moment and look around this sacred space. This chamber is filled to capacity with the most brilliant, most honored, and respected beings of light from throughout the cosmos. And every single one is here because you are. Receive it and breathe it all in. Now let's turn our attention to Metatron, who will open our session.
Greetings. It is I, Metatron. I come to you from the Council of Twelve, from a very unknown to you stream of one of the 12 streams of collective consciousness of this council. Today, I want to talk to you about your singularity and the importance of that unique stream of collective consciousness that you bring to this council. This council has been organized and configured to bring forth specific ascended master teachings and energetics that transform you and elevate you to the status of mastery. So, as you remember, in level two, you did a project, a group project, under our direction about what is singularity and what is entanglement. So, I mainly want to talk to you about your singularity and the value that you bring as the unique being that you are to this collective of the Council of 12. Your stream of collective consciousness is unique to you. No one else in this whole council brings forth that unique collective consciousness stream of light. We've spent a lot of time in the last several years building your consciousness around the fact that you are a collective being of light and that you have a collective consciousness. And right now, I want to address the importance of your uniqueness as a creator. You are a creator being in the image and similitude of your source. It is personal to you. No one else has that energetic arrangement of soul spirit as each of you personally do. For it's very distinctive to you as soul spirit. And so when you come to the council, you bring that with you. And you also bring it into the quantum field of creation. And it's important that you make that distinction of yourself as unique as you sit in this physical body. It has a bearing on how you achieve your prime directive and how you use your primary color, sound codes, and symbols. Your individual state of consciousness is so important. Because when you become intertwined with the stream of consciousness within the Council of 12, you bring that uniqueness into the stream that no other part of the stream provides. Your unique light essence as soul spirit is expressed in the singularity of your specific stream of consciousness. You now understand that your stream of consciousness is also entangled with many other streams, such as Ascending Masters Collective, the Archangels, many, many of the 12 streams within this council. So you are simultaneously expressing your singularity all the while entangled or intertwined at all levels of who you are. So that means there's a lot going on in your field at all times because you are a soul spirit in human form. You contribute to and are intertwined with the earth, the universe, multiple star systems, and the quantum field. So at that soul spirit level, your light frequency actually ripples into each and all parts of creation. We are now asking you to embrace that multiplicity of who you are. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to Milena to discuss an overview of what is to come. And then I will be back to address you again. Elena.
Thank you so much, Metatron. It's wonderful having you be our spokesperson again. So, we want to talk a little bit about some of the things we see and some of the things the council wanted you to know about what will be different this year. Now, you know, we have begun every single year telling you that this year will be different from all the previous ones. Well, that is certainly, again, the case this year. It will definitely not be like any of the others. And how could it be? Because energetically, every year expands so exponentially. And you, all of us, we have grown. We are not the same. We're not the same as we were when we last met in November. And, you know, and by the time we get through the end of this level three, it'll be a whole nother state of being and consciousness that we're able to hold. Okay, so about this year and what's going to be different. So the energetics that will be contained in each discussion, transmission, process, and activation will be beyond anything that we have experienced throughout these past 8 years. All of us have now reached a state of beings and levels of consciousness that are beyond anything we might could have possibly imagined when we began. Ascending masters of light, and certainly from the time when we began seeding of the divine image, we have come so far. So the energetics we will be receiving throughout this year will be so refined and energetically dynamic that there are no existing words that can define the undefinable realms we have been invited to experience. It is now truly all about the energetics, the frequencies, the vibrations, and light codes. What this means for you is that your practices and your reviews will be about calling forth these powerful codes and sitting in their frequencies in order for them to integrate into your field. So all that we will do this year will be about fulfilling the council's commitment that they made to us in 2021, which was if we committed to these 3 years, they in turn made the commitment to us that when we choose to release this body, we will leave as ascending masters. So there are multiple things already in play that have been designed to assist us in achieving this goal by the end of level three. And they are different than anything we have experienced in the past. The council wants you to be aware of some of these details, and there are several layers to this. So I'll break it down by layer as they gave them to me. So in this first layer, there is a holographic energetic frequency of light that we will call level three. This has been created by the non-physical members of the council. Now, this level three energetic, holographic energetic, contains and has been imprinted with everything that the non-physical members wish for us to achieve by the conclusion of this year. So just kind of hold in your vision, this frequency, this holographic frequency of light called level. And then the second layer. The council viewed your process of registering for level three, a demonstration of your continued commitment. And once registration closed and our human collective was set in place, a present time coherence was formed within our collective with the full council. The council then observed each one of us individually to determine what each of our individual streams of consciousness in concert with our soul spirit and our prime directive would require to achieve our personal goal of ascension. So a template of light containing those things was created with your name on it. And this was done for each one of us. So all of these templates were then added to that holograph. Third layer. The council then observed us as a collective to determine what else would be needed for us to complete the project of creating and laying down the ascension template. And all of those energetics were then added to this holograph. This massive holographic energetic of light codes was then added into the matrix of our light temple. So this means everything we could possibly require is already in place for us to step into and claim. Now, can you appreciate the enormity of what has already been created for you? I hope you can, because it's huge. And now you understand why we said earlier that the frequencies of our light temple have increased substantially. So this effectively means that the light temple we entered as a collective last November no longer exists. This light temple where you now sit and are focused operates in an entirely different realm and vastly different frequencies, which we are entering for the very first time. And this is all in testament to the level of mastery, the state of being that each of you now possesses. So take a couple of deep breaths. There are massive changes already occurring within your field as you receive this transmission. But there is more. How you will receive all of these energetics will also be different this year. Because of your unique stream of consciousness, in concert with your prime directive, some of the energetics will flow into your unified field specific to you. Others will be received throughout the year as downloads of massive blocks of coded energetics that will be held in your unified field. Now, these huge blocks will work on a vibrational release mechanism, something similar to how time release medication works. So this means we will draw and utilize the codes from those massive blocks of energetics that will be needed for various sessions throughout the year. And some of these energetics will be for the collective, and others will again be specific for you individually. And as you continue your ongoing ascension process beyond the completion of this year and this 3-year segment, regardless of what we may do as a collective next, these massive blocks of codes, light language, and information will continue to release as your vibrations continue increasing. And this process will continue until you choose to release the body and ascend. Now, I don't know how many of you picked up on this, but when the email was sent out about registration being open, it was presented to you as an invitation. It was an invitation to your divine presence. You were each invited to participate in level 3 of Ascending Masters of Light. There is an elegance that exists in these higher realms of light that we are being invited to experience. There are protocols in place to maintain this frequency of elegance. Now, we haven't talked about protocols in a very long time, but you should know that one does not enter these pristine and rarefied realms without being invited. And now that you have reached this level of mastery, you will be invited to participate, to open and receive what is being offered and transmitted at the beginning of each session. And only you can accept this invitation for your soul. So take a deep breath. Thank you for receiving this transmission. And Metatron will now return.
I have returned to this beautiful, unique space of light where we have all gathered, but I have not come in a singular, in the singularity which I came earlier. I come in a quadratic configuration of myself, Lord Michael, Lord Melchizedek, and Archangel Uriel. We are a collective stream of consciousness that you have been initiated into over the years of our presentations, and we are unique in those presentations as a collective consciousness of this council. So we are modeling to you your singularity and your collectiveness. So our intention today is to present to you some information about you as that individual. You are the soul. You are soul that has a body to experience life, first in a third dimensional state, and then you were given the energetics and the teachings to raise that body into fifth dimension, a fifth dimensional state of consciousness and being. You must have a physical body that is in the fifth dimensional frequency range before you can retrieve the vast memory codes of who you are as soul spirit. You, as soul, are in possession of a body. Your soul is not in the quantum field. It is not above you. It is not in some vast realm above the body. You are the soul. Your body reverberates to you the wisdom that you have gained over many incarnations as soul. The unlocking of the time locks was the first step that you took in your evolution. The unlocking of these time locks helps you to clear the anomalies that previously were in your unconscious. And I know you have all experienced that. Sometimes it brought difficulty as these unconscious anomalies rose and you had to make adjustments or you had to clear them. Then we taught you to receive the energetic holographs of those seven light packets. Now we want to talk to you about what it takes to move into the pure state of consciousness of you as soul. The first three light packets and DNA strands changed the DNA makeup of the body to reflect the memory of your soul as of yourself as soul. Many of you have often voiced that you do not. You cannot access those memory codes. Once the time locks were unlocked and once the light packets were engaged in your chakra system, that changed. Not totally, but it will continue to change throughout this year where those memory codes are very accessible to you. This memory is vital to you knowing that you possess great wisdom because of the many experiences that you have gained while in several different bodies. As soul, you create form within form because of the fourth, fifth, and sixth DNA strands that affect the physical body through the upgraded energetics of the light packets that alter the memory and the function of your body physically as well as consciously. Take a deep breath. We have just imparted to you a great deal of information and energetics. Another deep breath. Present and aware. This year's processes will engage you on many levels. You will be asked to review the current session often and integrate the massive energetic holographs. You will be asked to review certain previous sessions and bring them into the present moment. This prepares you to set an energetic foundation to receive the new teaching and the upgraded energetics. We must encourage you to continually monitor your light frequency. Is it stable and consistent in all areas of your life experience? Eliminate any numerical reference point that you have had previously to your light frequency, because this is limiting in itself. It was needed in previous teachings to bring you to this specific point in your consciousness. We suggest that you just pay attention to how brilliant your field of light is becoming. Notice when it falls in its brilliance at any given moment, so you can correct the way that you react to certain experiences. Do not be concerned with numbers. They are very limiting. And this limitation puts your practice of increasing your light quotient into a numerical sequence. You are an unlimited, powerful creator of light. You will soon see that your light quotient increases in its brilliance. That is all that's required to move you into these more refined states of consciousness. A deep breath. We would like to encourage you to create a personal declaration. Use Kutumi's prayer often. And when you create your personal declaration, always start with I and speak it aloud. This puts each declaration into the sound currents. The individual declaration is equally as important as the original Kutumi's prayer. It's your personal declaration of who you know yourself to be at this present time. When you voice it, many things are activated, such as your individual color and sound codes that are continually being upgraded to reflect your prime directive and purpose in this lifetime. Your personal declaration further activates memory codes that are now available to you. Your declaration specifically declares that you now remember yourself as soul. Things that you might want to include were given as an example in the final session of level 2. You can use it as it is, or make your own personal declaration that pertains to you as soul in a physical body. You are a powerful creator. We cannot say this often enough. So you can create this declaration. Before we meet again, review the first, second, third, and fourth light packets, and the corresponding DNA strands. This will prepare you conceptually and energetically to receive the new master energetics that seat for eternity your knowing, your knowledge, and your state of consciousness as soul. So each of these sessions are very important sessions, and you will be required to spend more time contemplating, reviewing, accepting, integrating the session, and then perhaps be guided, we will guide you, to do a specific review so that as we come into the teaching, you are prepared. We will no longer have reviews of what went before. You must prepare for this in advance and bring those energetics and those light frequencies into your soul, into your body. This session has been extensive on so many levels. Review each key point. Make a list of what you are required to do to use what has been given. And do the preparations that are necessary for you to prepare for the next session. Take a moment to absorb what I have just said to you. Take a breath. Be present in the moment and allow yourself to absorb what I have presented to you at this moment. Elena?
Excuse me again. Thank you, Metatron, and the entire council. Okay, let us continue. So remembering ourselves as our soul will continue to be our immediate top priority this year. In level two, each transmission was energetically designed to assist us in raising our awareness of ourselves as the soul. Each session contained specific frequencies and codes that enabled us to raise our frequencies to a level required to release long-veiled memory codes. Those memory codes, once activated, in turn provided us with more and more remembering of who we are at that soul level. Now, Metatron just spoke about what occurred in session 12 last year when we drew the light packets and the associated DNA strands into the master packet, which was then drawn into our soul star. Now, we've all seen many times the graphics showing a body and the placement of the chakras and the earth star and the soul star. And they all appear as these nice, neat little energy bundles. From my personal experience that occurred during that process last year was seeing my soul star expand and expand until it became enormous and equal in size to how I perceive my toroidal unified field. When level two was finished, I began searching for something that would help me to experience my soul in a more direct way. So I came up with this very simple exercise, which I might offer to you to try. Now, if you already have a practice that helps you know your soul, by all means use it. And if this little exercise does not resonate with you, then please create something for yourself that does. But for those of you who choose to try it and use it, I can say for myself, from my own experience, that it has made a tremendous difference in my field and how I am now experiencing myself as my soul, and also how I view the world around me. So before we begin, remember that you are already your soul. You have never been, nor will you ever be separate from it. Everything that you perceive of as the authentic you is from the perspective of your soul. So with the density of the veil, we all know we lost our remembering of who we are as a soul spirit. The entire journey that we have been on together for all these years has been designed to not only lift the veil of forgetfulness, but what, excuse me, we as a collective are doing is dissolving it once and for all. So again, keep in mind as we do this exercise that your soul is already in place. This exercise is designed to provide you an opportunity to experience the frequency of your soul so it is discernible in your field and you can recognize it. There is a level of wisdom that becomes available in having an experience. So take a breath. Be aware of yourself in the sacred chamber with all of the refined and divine frequencies embracing you. Be aware of your unified field and how massive it is. Now visualize your soul star, which is your soul. And if it is not already expand it now so it is many, many times larger than you. Very slowly. Begin to draw down your soul star and its frequencies into your unified field. Bring it through your central column and your body as your entire field is embraced with these frequencies. And as these frequencies flow through you and fill your field, notice if you can feel the frequencies as you consciously draw these in, bringing them all the way to your soul star, excuse me, your earth star. Now, the entirety of you is encompassed in the luminous prismatic light and frequencies of your radiant soul. There is nothing more for you to do but experience how the frequencies of your luminous soul feels in your body and in your unified field. So let's sit together quietly for a moment. As you experience the unique quality of your own sacred light frequencies. And breathe. The beauty of this exercise is that you can do this anytime, anywhere. Do not let the simplicity of this exercise deceive you. I encourage you to try it several times a day whenever you have a few quiet moments. And as you practice this, you will become more and more aware of your soul as the completeness of you anytime you place your attention here. Whenever I do this exercise, all becomes quiet and calm in my field. And there is a feeling, a quality to the silence. I now understand that this quality is my I am presence, which is my soul. To take another breath. I encourage you to sit in the magnificence of who you are as a soul as often as you can until we meet again on March 24th. So much love and appreciation to all of the radiant beings who have joined us today. We look forward with great anticipation of what we will create together this year. And with that, we will close this opening session. Love and blessings, everyone.
Blessings, everyone.
Blessings.